Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Yash. Hey, Yash, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And right now, smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our stories. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. All right, Rammy, are you ready to go? Said Yash. Roof, 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 roof. I think that means yes. All right, let's go, bud. Yash and his dog, Rammy, were heading out the door to go to the ocean. They loved to spend as much time by the water as possible. Rammy loved to splish and splash in the water and look for creatures. And Yash loved exploring. Yash could spend all day long looking for new, exciting things. And today was a really exciting day. Do you know why? Because they were going on a submarine adventure. What? That is so awesome. I wish I had a submarine that I could go on an adventure on to the deep, deep, dark part of the ocean. As Yash and Rammy arrived at the Marine Center with all the submarines, they found the one that was theirs. It was white with orange spots. It was a very cool submarine. And they climbed aboard and closed the hatch and beep, 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 lowered down in the ocean. Yash was an amazing submarine driver. He had gone through all kinds of very special training. And do you know the one part about Rammy that I didn't tell you? Rammy is a scuba diving dog. Yeah, he is a dog that learned how to scuba dive. Holy smokes. Wow, that is so cool. I've never heard of a dog that could scuba dive. Have you? Yeah, dogs can do a lot of cool things. Like, I've seen a dog play basketball. I've seen a dog sit very nicely and put out his paw to shake. What are some tricks that dogs can do? There's a whole bunch of them. Well, I guess this dog, Rammy, is a scuba diving dog, which is so cool. As Yash drove the submarine to the deep, deep, dark part of the ocean, they were trying to find some very special creatures to take pictures of. Yash had brought his camera with, and they loved to find different fish or creatures in the ocean to take pictures of. All right, Rammy, I think we're about there. They were driving to the edge of a giant coral reef. Do you know what a coral reef is? Yeah, a coral reef is a big city under the water. Wait, a city? Kind of. Yeah, it's a big city for fish and other ocean life. It looks like a big tangly mess of rocks with some beautiful underwater plants that grow on it in all different colors. But it's a great place for little fish and all kinds of creatures to build their houses. If you were a little fish in the ocean, would you feel safest if you were either in the middle of the ocean surrounded by giant predators or in a coral reef where you could duck in and out of great hiding spots that big predators can't get into? Yeah, I hope you picked the coral reef, because if you were a tiny fish swimming in the big, big ocean, I don't think you would last very long. You'd get chomped up by some... There's a lot of creatures that would want to chomp you up. Well, that is why coral reefs are so important, is because they provide great places to live for all kinds of creatures. All right, Rammy, it's time to put on our suits. Let's go. Yash and Rammy both put on their scuba suits and headed out the door. Shh, Rammy, can you hear me? Over. Shh, shh, ruff, ruff, shh. They had walkie-talkies built into their scuba suits so they could talk to each other. Well, Rammy just barked, but Yash could understand him. All right, let's start exploring. As Yash started swimming around, Rammy was close behind. Yash had a big, bright flashlight that he was using to shine into all the crevices and different places to see what kind of creatures they could find. Wow, look over there! It's an orange fish that looks just like Nemo! Click. That was the sound of Yash's camera. He had just taken his first picture. Oh, that was a good find. And oh, look at that school of bluefish. Click, click, click. Some more pictures. Every time that he took a picture, it flashed a bright light so that the camera could see what he was looking at. And as Yash continued to swim, he swam towards a cave. All right, I'm going to take my flashlight, Rami, and shine it in this cave. Let's see what's inside. As he turned on his flashlight and shone it towards the cave, there was a giant creature! Ah! Oh, it kind of scared Yash a little bit. Well, a lot of bit, but they chose to be brave. All right, Rami, what was that? As Yash was shaking a little bit, he pointed the light again in the cave and... Oh, wait. It's an octopus. Oh, I thought it was something worse. Octopuses are really cool creatures. Do you know how many arms they have? Yes, 8 arms. And as Yash started taking pictures of the octopus, he counted 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. He only has 7 arms.
Arr, what are you taking pictures of me for, boy?
Ah, this octopus can talk. It's a 7-legged octopus that can talk. Holy smokes, this is awesome! Yash didn't know exactly if he should be scared or amazed. If you found a 7-legged octopus that could talk, would that be scary or amazing? I think it would be both! Oh boy, Rami, stay close, stay close. Hello, Mr. Octopus, I'm sorry to disturb you, we were just trying to take a picture, but we can leave you alone.
Arr, what is a picture? What does that mean?
This octopus sounded just like a pirate. A picture. Oh, look. Yash turned his camera around so that the octopus could see a screen. And he pulled up the picture that he had just taken of the octopus.
Arr, is that me? Oh, wow. I've never seen me before.
You've never seen yourself before? Said Yash.
Arr, no, we don't have many things down here where I could look at myself. But, wow, holy smokes, I look old.
The octopus was pretty silly. All right, Mr. Octopus, can I ask how you only have 7 legs? How did that happen? Said Yash.
Arr, that's an amazing story. You see, one day, a long time ago, 1,000 years ago.
1,000 years? Said Yash. I don't know about that.
Oh, maybe not 1,000, but a lot of years ago, I was captured by pirates, and they tried to make me a part of their ship, and I escaped, but... they were able to keep one of my legs.
Oi! You were captured by pirates and then... Oh my. That's a wild story.
Oh yes, but it's okay. It was better for me to be free than to be a captive of this pirate's ship. So they can keep my leg and I'll keep my freedom in the ocean. Arr!
The rest of the entire day, Yash and Rami spent with this octopus, who had so many amazing stories. Beep, 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 beep. Oh my goodness! Rami, we're running out of oxygen. We gotta get back to the sub. That was the alarm on Yash's arm that would sound if they were getting low on their oxygen. Because remember, they're in a scuba suit. They're still under the ocean. Oh, Mr. Octopus, I'm sorry. These stories have been awesome. We have to get back to our submarine. Could we come back and hear some more stories from you sometime?
Arr, that would be great. I love telling the stories of the sea. Well, I'll see you next time. Bye, boys. Arr.
And the octopus slipped back into his cave. Yash and Rami swam back to the sub. and couldn't believe this amazing adventure. But not only was it an amazing adventure, but they also made a new friend. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shoutouts. I want to say hey to Mateo from Virginia, Joshua from New Hampshire, Lauren from Hawaii, Desmond from California, Trey from Florida, Patrick from Brisbane, Australia, and Isri from Nelson, New Zealand. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on the spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you. My friends, well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.